and we walked into her room and we're like this. In her room. And
Oh,
my
that's so creepy.
and my friend laughed so hard that she fell on the floor and she could not get up. I don't know.
That's the
We just
grudge.
I don't know. We were just making creepy noises, so we decided to go to her room while she was asleep. And she was like seven
Oh,
or eight at the time. And the
then.
next morning she goes, "Kayla, why were you in my room snoring last night?"
Oh
Like, oh
my
bugger, she
God.
wasn't creeped out. I
Terrible.
was snoring.
My name's Chris.
I'm Lena.
I'm Kayla. And
And
this
this
is
is
Shaken
Shaken
Not
Not
Stirred.
Stirred.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Shaken Not Stirred. We hope you've all had a very good week. How are we all today, ladies?
Good.
What the fuck was that? I think.
That was how I am today.
Oh. Mrah. I think someone's had a little bit too much caffeine.
My aim for this podcast is to not sound like a dickhead.
Can we put that in?
And not say No,
Oh, don't. No, don't. Yeah.
Ums are bad,
Ums are
okay.
bad. Okay. Well, we're going to start again.
Oh, you start completely again because that was a good intro. Then I
No.
just
I just, yeah, that was a great intro that I fucked up. Yeah, there's plenty of things that have been happening over the last week. Got lots of exciting news to share with you all today, so we're going to get straight into it and start with In the News. A few articles here that I'd like to share with you. Probably the biggest thing that I wanted to talk about really quickly was the iPhone 4 has been launched in Australia, finally, after a long wait. All the telcos tried their hardest to outdo each other. But all the different telcos did different things to try and entice customers. Optus had Kelly Rowland in Sydney to be at the launch, and had I think she performed. I'm not sure. I didn't really pay that close attention. Telstra had the Fat Cravat or Matt Preston, and the two finalists of MasterChef, Adam Law and Callum Han. They were there and they were cooking food for the people that were lining up for their phones,
Oh,
which was
that's
pretty
nice.
cool. That's pretty awesome. And Vodafone had they decided to try something different. They didn't have their customers lining up. What they did was they gave them all wristbands and then sent them across the road to the Ivy Bar and served them free drinks and canapés until it was their turn to go in
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
That's a
do
really good
their.
idea.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty clever
But
too.
then you get drunk and get your
Especially if you're like
iPhone,
right at
walk
the
out
end
of
of
the
the line.
shop and drop it on the
Yeah,
ground.
I was thinking about it. I was like, So what do they do? They take them across the road, get them really smashed, and then get them to sign their contracts.
Yes. Uh-oh.
I see. Very interesting. But anyway, so all three stores, all three telcos did different things, and I had lots of people lining up. The iPhone started selling at midnight at the main stores in Sydney and Melbourne, and I think they sold out within the hour, or 1 or 2 hours, I think. And when all the other little stores opened up in the morning, I think, the phones only lasted maybe an hour or two there as well. So,
Well, I'm
yeah.
proud to say I don't have a freaking
Me either.
Yay!
Oh, congratulations. I'll be getting mine.
Thanks.
I'll be getting mine next week, I think. I don't know, but yeah. So they sold out quickly, and there was a big reception issue thing that was going on with the first iPhone launch in America, where if you held the phone the wrong way, you'd lose reception. It didn't happen with these phones. So, I
But
don't know
now.
whether it was fixed or, yeah, maybe it was just a dodgy batch. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's about it for the iPhone. Lena, what do you got today?
I have Well, I have a funny story. Oh, shush, I said it. Ah! We need an jar, not a swear jar, an jar.
It's been our prerogative not to say there you go.
Well, okay, I have a funny...
I have a funny for you.
I'm having a funny right now.
Yeah. It is having a funny in her pants.
Oh. I found a funny article. A woman in Oklahoma who was so desperate for cash, she used a pair of her underwear to disguise her face as she rolled to McDonald's drive-thru.
Okay.
She didn't have anything else to disguise her face with?
No, just...
just underwear.
She was probably wearing a dress and she just ripped them off and... it was a last minute decision.
You can actually watch the clip because it's all caught on video.
Oh, sweet.
So not that's only lovely. Is she wearing her undies on her face, she got caught on video doing it.
That's fantastic. Cool.
Well, I have two funny news stories. One is about a bride and groom, right? And the groom was one of the world's top competitive eaters. And so at their wedding, the bride and groom had a wedding cake eating competition at like their reception or whatever, and the bride won.
That's funny.
Wow.
Good on her.
Was she like as big as a house or?
I don't know, because there was no picture. I was like, I want to see a picture of this, but.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like when you think about it, you're like, yeah, she's probably like 10 times the size of him. But I think it would be even cooler.
No, but he's the competition eater.
Yeah, he's
the competitor. And she beat him.
And his wife beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it would make it even more amusing if she was, like, tiny.
Yes!
Where does it all go? I have another story for you. Very interesting story. I heard it on the radio this morning, thought I would share it with you. A man was rescued after spending a year locked in his laundry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. A man from France, 80 years old, was rescued this morning, I believe. After being locked in his laundry by his 45-year-old wife for a year.
Alleged lover.
And her alleged lover, who were both arrested as well. They think it was financially motivated. Apparently, they've been screwing his bank account for the last few months to the tune of about $700,000.
Wow.
The news article that I read, though, finished on a bright note, saying that he's recovering in hospital, but is said to be in shock.
Don't you think he'd get over the shock after a year of being stuck in there?
I'm not really sure, but,
a year is a pretty long time to be in one room.
Yeah.
A year goes by and I'm still in shock that I'm stuck in this laundry. Couldn't he have, like, yelled or something?
Not a laundry, it's my happy place.
Was he, living off laundry detergent?
They probably
I'm
fed
sure
him.
They fed him.
Where? Like you'd hope so.
Yes.
Interesting.
I don't know how he would have been able to survive without them feeding him, but
unless he was eating laundry detergent.
Om nom nom nom.
Om nom nom. Anyway.
I have another news thing to share. I don't actually have the article. I was looking for the picture evidence, but it's been taken down. One of the band members in one of my favorite bands, Arcana from London, nearly got shot in the head the other day catching a train to work.
Yikes.
He posted a photo on his Facebook of the shattered window, and like he left his newspaper on the seat where he was sitting, and it was just not even an inch from his head.
Oh my God. So what was he like? Was he like, oh my God, I nearly got shot in the head. I have to Twitter about this.
Well, he was just in shock and went, look, I nearly died today.
Oh my God.
This is how close I was. And he was kind of not just being shot at, but he was kind of not impressed at the reaction he got from the official people at the train station. It's like they were just expecting it to happen. Because apparently it's happened before.
Oh, I see.
So they were kind of expecting it. And he was like, oh, okay, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know, that's fine. They missed. Who cares?
Yes. Well, he's in one piece and he's okay. So if Ollie stops burning the pizzas, the record will come out soon.
Cool.
Fingers crossed. But yeah, how sucky is that? Just getting on the train to go to work one day and nearly getting shot in the head.
Well, did they like catch someone or?
I don't think.
Just like some random bullet from some random old lady's purse. Just a bullet appeared out of nowhere.
You're my seat, bitch.
Get the fuck out. Oh dear.
I don't think that's how bullets work, guys.
I'll look it up and see if I can find anything about it.
Pull the bullet out of the bag and throw it at someone. That's a good arm you've got on you. Jeez.
Yeah.
Kayla, you got any other stories?
Yeah. Mine is about, there was like a surfer statue in like California somewhere on the beach, and somebody made a 16-foot paper mache shark and put it around the surfer statue so it looks like it's being swallowed whole.
Fantastic.
Love it. That's classic. Do
and like the photo?
Photo,
yeah, there is a photo. I'll have to find it for you guys, but
yeah, and I'll
it's
post
very funny.
Love it.
Makes me want to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that was like there was a giant Lego man or something found on a beach in Lithuania. Not something to see every.
We should make a giant shaken, not stirred, like.
Martini glass, yes.
Yeah.
Giant martini glass. Then we'll fill it with bubble bath.
Yes, and then we'll put it somewhere random.
Yes.
Yes.
And put our iTunes subscribe details on the bottom.
Yes, and then drown a baby in it.
You just had to add that bit, didn't you?
Well, you got to get people's attention.
Can we name the baby? Can we name it Alabama?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
It shall be our mascot.
Speaking of naming children, me and Lena have a secret section for you, Chris. Mm-hmm. It's the funniest kids' names. And ooh. I'm going to start with Michael Jackson's kids' names. There's nice. Michael Joseph Jr., otherwise known as Prince. Mm-hmm. Then there's Paris Michael Catherine, who is a girl, but, you know, still has the word Michael in there. And then there's Prince Michael II, who is also known as Blanket.
Blanket. I love Blanket.
Okay. I love that they all have Michael in their names.
Yes.
Yeah, it's because he's so full of himself.
Just in case they forget who his who their father is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah.
Oh, you have Michael's nose. Wait, that's not Michael's nose.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
what were the other ones we had, Lena?
Jamie Oliver's kids. We have Poppy Honey Rosie, Daisy Boo Pamela,
what?
And Petal Blossom Rainbow.
What? who comes up with these names, really?
I don't know, but
well,
I found.
Wouldn't
I found
you think that Jamie Oliver and his wife would come up with the names?
Yeah, I think they should
What's
be shot.
What's he been doing snorting olive oil? Seriously.
He's snorting something.
Olive oil causes you to name your babies dumb names.
Yeah. Inhaling garlic powder.
Oh my God.
So I thought he would have named them like saffron and parsley or chicken
or
salt.
Or biscuit.
Chicken salt.
Chicken salt.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine that poor girl's first day at school in class for roll call? Chicken salt Oliver? Chicken salt but Oliver?
I'd rather be called chicken salt. Than Daisy Boo.
Daisy Boo. Or
Petal Blossom Rainbow.
Petal. Blanket Jackson. Blanket Jackson.
Let's see.
George Foreman, he named all five of his sons George.
Seriously.
Nicholas Cage named his son Kal-El, which is the name of Superman on the planet Krypton.
Oh my god. Oh, my God, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not geeky enough. Frank Zappa came up with some interesting names.
Diva Muffin.
Moon Unit, Dweezil, Ahmet, Emuka Rodan, and Diva Muffin. Paula Yates was pretty kooky too. Fifi Trixie Belle, Peaches Honey Blossom, Tiger Lily Heavenly Harani, and Little Pixie.
Little Pixie. Oh, that,
so, I don't know what it
that's
is.
That's a terrible that, name.
It is. Like Little Pixie. Zoe Bowie. God's sake. What gives them the right? I mean, I know they're famous, but why do they have to name their kids such really freaking weird names?
I think sometimes parents are too lazy to come up with reasonable names, so they kind of just close their eyes and spin around and point at something.
Or they try to make it unique by spelling it different.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, not unique. It's annoying. That kid is going to hate you for the rest of their life when no one spells their name right.
Yep, I agree. It's like one of the places that I used to work. My boss's name was Rain, surname Day, middle initial E.
That's a lovely name.
So that poetic. Was, I think it was the principal of Wodonga High School, mm-hmm. was Mr. P. Brain.
Oh, God. My God. And I had a friend whose name was Dwayne, surname Pipe.
Oh, poor Dwayne.
Lovely. Poor Dwayne, Pipe. Oh, my goodness.
Not only did George Foreman name his four boys George, he had two girls, Georgetta and Frida George. How many kids does he have?
Plenty.
I think he has 10 kids.
There's also Mitchie, Leola, and Natalie. They're not bad because they don't have George in them. But anyway, sorry.
Okay. Oh, I'm done. Like the perfect number of children to fit on a jumbo Foreman grill.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's not start telling dead baby jokes here.
Yeah, no dead baby jokes. Not right now. Maybe next week. I have one more news article. Just a quick one. The other day, Winston Churchill. Do we know who Winston Churchill is? Britain's wartime Prime Minister? No. No one knows him. His dentures were sold at an auction for $27,000.
Lovely.
Apparently, the fan who won the auction also owns the microphone that he used to announce the end of World War II.
Gosh.
That's very exciting.
On a closing note for articles, I would just like to give a shout out to Drew Carey and congratulate him on losing so much weight. My God.
Yes.
I'm not sure. He's lost 80 pounds.
Wow. That's huge.
And he now looks like Niles from Frasier.
Really?
He really does.
So he no longer looks like Drew Carey?
Not really.
I hope he's still funny.
Well, he always had a round, like, cherub face.
Yeah. Yes. It was all the soda he used to drink.
But good on him.
Yeah, very good on him. Yay. All right. Well, if that's it for news articles, we'll move on to YouTube pages of the week. Kayla, you got any?
Maybe you should come back to me.
Okay. Lena?
Hey, Chris, why don't you start?
Hey, yeah, okay.
Wait, I've got one. The TikTok Kesha parody.
That's funny.
It is hilarious.
Who's it by?
It is by Barely Political.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very well done.
I love parodies. Yeah.
Yes, parodies rock.
Very good.
Well, keeping with the theme of TikTok, the mysterious ticking noise, which everyone's seen, but watch it again because it's funny.
It is funny.
And if you haven't seen it, it is very good. It's a part of a range of episodes based on Harry Potter in the form of puppets. And they're called, what's it called? Potter Puppet Pals?
Pals, yep. Yeah.
Very funny. Who's the guy that made them?
Neil Cicierega or something.
Yeah, that's him. Definitely give him a look up on YouTube. Sisyurja or something like that. But we'll post links in the description. Well, I have a YouTube page that I wanted to bring up. This one, we actually received an email yesterday. I was like, oh my god.
Yay!
I was like, yay, and then at the same time I was like, oh, what do I do with this? No, the email came from a guy named Stripe. Hi, Stripe. Welcome to Shaken Not Stirred. You asked for us to talk about this one. It's called Know Your Meme. Does anyone know what a meme is? If I said meme, would you know what a meme is?
Yeah.
Or if I said meme, would you know what I meant?
Meme.
No. It's actually pronounced meme, and a meme is basically the term used to describe a concept or something that spreads really quickly. An internet meme is something that spreads really quickly over the internet. And basically Double Rainbow is definitely an example of a meme. And what this YouTube site does is it gives you an insight into different memes, and so you have a very good knowledge of all the different memes that have happened. Everything from the Double Rainbow guy to the Star Wars kid. Keyboard Cat. Rick Rolling.
So it explains the silliness that is the internet.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been going since 2007. The channel name is called Rocket Boom, or one word. I'll post a link to that as well in the description. But it's definitely worth a look. If you've seen something on the internet that's, you know, viral, has been spread all the way around the earth and back again 7,000 times, then these guys have probably made a video about it and explained the origins of the meme, how it came about, and why it's so funny.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool.
I have to add two videos. Last week, I told everyone to watch The Guild at watchtheguild.com.
Yeah.
They've released two songs, and I'm going to add one is Do You Want to Date My Avatar, and the second one that just came out last week, is Game On, and they're very catchy, geeky songs. They're very, very, very good.
Yes.
Geeky goodness. I recommend you watch them, I think. For the gamers out there, you'll enjoy them.
Yeah. If it wasn't
I hope
for
everyone
the fact...
else does too.
Yeah, hell yeah. I've gotten everyone that I know to watch it, and they've all liked it. if it wasn't for the fact that we're being good boys and girls here and respecting people's copyrights, I'd play the song for you, but until...
We can't. We'll get in trouble.
Until Felicia Day turns around and says, yeah, go for it, I probably won't be playing on the
exactly.
show. But it would be nice.
Maybe hey, Felicia!
Hey, if you're listening, Felicia, just a bit of the song.
Anyway. A little bit.
Oh, I have one more YouTube thing. It's a guy called Johann Lipowitz. And Johann Lipowitz, not terribly famous. I haven't heard of him before, maybe like the last week. But basically what he does, he's a comedian, and what he does is he mimes famous songs. And there's a couple famous songs that he's mimed on the internet, one of which is Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. And,
I think I've seen him.
I'll post a link in the description so everyone can have a look later. He also did Your Song by Elton John, That's My Home by Paul Young. So, but it's very funny and definitely worth a watch. The next topic is Facebook Likes of the Week.
Yay, this is my favorite.
Yay, Kayla. Well, you can start, Kayla, because I've got nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, I have heaps, right? Fantastic. I've found this one. It had like only 26 people that liked it, but I have no idea what it's about. It's just really random.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to eat that stapler? I have no idea. It's probably an inside joke. Yeah, it's a question. It's probably an inside joke or something. I don't get it, but it's funny. So, are you going to eat that stapler?
I think the next time I'm in the office, I'm going to ask someone that. Just out of the blue. Are you going to eat that stapler? But then, what would you do if they said no?
Ask if you can eat it.
Okay. And then if they say yes to that?
Eat it?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. my next one.
Just lick it and say it's the wrong flavor.
I don't like metal flavored staplers.
Supposed to be strawberry. you're as worthless as a Happy Meal toy. And there's, bitch, you're wrong. Google that shit.
It's true.
I like that one.
That one's got a definite truth to it, though. Whenever I have arguments with someone, like, we have differing opinions on what the correct answer is to something.
Yes.
Google wins.
Google and IMDb.com.
Yes.
They're a must. They have saved many, they haven't saved, but they have stopped many arguments.
Yeah, they've probably saved marriages too.
Yeah. They saved our marriage, didn't they, Chris?
Absolutely. Many, many times. Though it did kind of shock me today, actually. Someone was telling me something about a movie, and I told them no, that was wrong, and that they should look it up on IMDb. And do you know what their response was?
What?
What's IMDb?
Ah!
Yeah, I know.
Slap them?
I nearly did, but I was in a workplace, so probably not the best idea.
So did you wait in the car park and then slap them?
I should have done that too. No, but I did give them the link to go to IMDb and have a look. If there's anyone listening that you know, has not been to IMDb but has managed to find this podcast, what is wrong with you?
Uh-huh.
Check out the link.
Be ashamed.
Do it now.
Eating a ShamWow to sober yourself up.
I saw that one. I actually think it was on yours. I think you liked it just the other day.
Yes, that was this afternoon. That was, I think, this is the best ever. There's another one about ShamWows. It's global warming didn't cause a drought. Somebody dropped a ShamWow. And my last one, sluts using other sluts to cover up their sluttiness.
How does that work?
I don't know, but it's funny.
They kind of cancel each other out, I guess.
Maybe. Mm.
I'm not a slut.
Maybe that's,
my girlfriend's a slut.
They're like, oh, well, you know, she did this and this and this, and I've only done this, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Ah, it all makes sense.
And by this, I'm referring to men, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Lena, you got any?
Well, I have two.
Mm-hmm.
Laughing so hard, no noise comes out, so you just sit there clapping like a retarded seal. Done that many times.
Yes.
And so is Chris. I remember that. I know Chris does that.
I do not.
You do. I haven't seen Kayla do it yet, but hopefully I'll say something really dumb and make her laugh like that one day.
One day.
Mm-hmm.
One day. And if only mosquitoes sucked fat instead of blood.
Oh, I know. I'd move to a malaria-infested country full of mosquitoes. That'd be great.
Yes.
I'm dying, but I look beautiful. No. In my rush, just then realizing that I hadn't actually found any Facebook likes of the week, I went to Google, and I typed in Facebook likes. And came across an interesting article, actually, which I was reading while I was ignoring what you guys were saying.
Oh, thank you. You're
but I'm going to hear it about 7 times later when I'm editing the show, so it doesn't really matter.
Fair enough. Fair point.
But the article that I found comes from the Sydney Morning Herald, and it's titled Facebook Likes This, 500 Million Friends and Counting. Basically, the article says as Facebook signed up its 500 millionth user last Wednesday, its co-founder thinks a target of $1 billion is almost guaranteed. Facebook began in February of 2004 as a college project for people who'd gone to Harvard University, and you know, it quickly spread. September 2006, it threw open its doors to anyone over 13. And just a few years later, there's now 500 million users, and half of them use the site every day for an average of 34 minutes. That's huge. Yeah. Really, really that huge.
Is it still only for 13 plus? Because my little sister has Facebook and she's 10.
I don't know. I think it's now anyone that can use it.
I think it's if you have parents' permission if you're under 13.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know why she even has Facebook. She doesn't even have any friends. What is this?
Oh, but that's the great thing about Facebook. Well, there's always those people
doesn't
that...
doesn't have Facebook?
Yeah. My dad.
Very rarely do I come across a my person cat. Who doesn't. My cat has a Facebook.
Does she really?
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to add her as a friend.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. I need to add her.
It's an application.
Nice.
You should make her a real one so we can add her as a friend.
Oh, I think you can add her as a friend.
About 150 million users access the site by mobile.
Yeah.
I read another article a couple days ago saying that Facebook now receives more hits than what Google does. And that is saying something.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah, that is
huge. But
that's
probably because people sit there and refresh their Facebook.
Their Farmville.
Like I just did.
I'm doing that right now too.
Refreshing. As you were saying it, I was refreshing.
Excellent.
That's why it gets that amount of page views.
Definitely.
I'm going to go on Google and start refreshing my Google now because I feel mean.
Feel bad. Yeah, I feel bad for them. Everybody, go to Google and refresh it at least 20 times if you hear this.
Yeah.
To make it feel special again.
That'll be about 100 refreshes.
So yeah, thanks for sticking through the intermission, but Lena had to scoot off, so hopefully she might be back in time for next podcast. So in the meantime, what we've done is we've just chosen a random person from one of
our random subscribers.
One of our random hosts' random friends list of randomness, and randomly chosen a random person who's randomly named Shane.
That's me.
And hi, welcome to Shaken Not Stirred, and we hope you enjoy your 10 minutes here. How do you feel being a stand-in co-host?
Well, it's weird hearing your voices and being able to respond. It's like talking to a podcast. It's a bit weird.
So, I don't really know anything about you. I'm assuming you're one of Kayla's friends.
You say friends like there's a hyphen on the side of it. Yeah, we're friends.
Okay, cool. And Shane, what do you do for a living?
Well, I live a bit. I'm a chef, which is good fun.
Nice. Yeah. Are you a fan of MasterChef?
Oh, I've never seen an episode. Never going to see an episode. It's the worst show on TV.
Wow.
But haven't seen it, so you don't know.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, well. They say don't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a TV show by, you know,
It's ads. Yeah, fair enough. All right, so whereabouts do you do your chefery?
I'm a chef at Green Zebra on 484 Dean Street, Albury.
Ooh, and how long have you been working there for?
2 years, I think, now.
So,
yeah.
So are you, like, a full-on chef, or are you just an apprentice?
Oh, I say I'm a chef. I'm a second-year apprentice.
Oh, sweet. Oh. Yeah. So, what's your favorite part of the whole cooking industry?
Oh, the cooking side's good. Service cooking, like cooking to order when you're on the stoves, it's a bit of an adrenaline rush and you have a bit of fun. But the most fun is the practical jokes. It's the best.
By practical
Not
jokes, meaning.
Food, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best. You just season a steak, drop it on the ground, stamp on it, turn it over. It's you know, the flavor's from the floor.
You know, you mentioned where you work.
We don't do that there. Yeah, maybe.
I might just, like, I'll censor that bit out.
Oh,
so, the Green Zebra. Mm-hmm. Look, I mentioned it again. How cool is that?
Yeah.
It's what sort of food is it? You don't serve African animals, do you?
mostly giraffes. You know, the neck steak is good. We do Italian cuisine, a bit of. We specialize in making fresh pasta and that sort of stuff, all from scratch.
Nice, very cool.
And making sponge cookies and beer pancakes.
Yeah, hopefully in the future, I'll try and get it on the menu.
Are these your creations?
Oh, no, I wish.
A sponge cookie is what happens when you make a sponge cake wrong.
Yeah.
Very wrong.
Mm.
So, what do you plan to do once you have finished your apprenticeship?
I'm going to go to Monaco.
To Monaco?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think so.
Is there any part of the kitchen that you would prefer to work in?
Behind the stove's good, but now that I've been cooking, you know, we call it sport cooking because everyone's angry, everyone's throwing pans everywhere. But I'd like to get behind the dishes occasionally too. That's good.
Nice. Dishes are always good.
Oh, yeah. Relaxing. They're relaxing. They're like yoga. It's good.
Okay, so we're going to move on to websites now. Got a few websites that we've had a look at this week, and we're going to tell you a little bit about them. I'm going to go first and present to you my top 5 favorite social media websites. because, like I said in the first episode, I am a social media whore, so... yeah, it's pretty much all I do when I'm on the internet. So, number five this week is Daily Booth. Now, Daily Booth is probably one of the newer social media sites that I've had a look at. Basically, all it is you take a photo of yourself every day and post it to show everyone just how up yourself you are. And really, that's about it for that one. So, that one's www.dailybooth.com. Number four would definitely have to be LiveJournal. This is where you go when you need to use more than 140 characters to express your feelings.
Like a social butterfly.
Yeah. So if you understand what I mean by that, because on Twitter, a number of people like to just, as they call it, tweet multiple 140-character messages, and it's annoying and completely disregards the whole idea of microblogging. So I like to send those people to LiveJournal, where they can talk about crap all they want and where no one will listen to them. So that's www.livejournal.com. Number three would have to be Twitter. So Twitter is the microblogging site with millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of users, and where you can even add your favorite celebrities and pretend that they actually know you and like you and care about you, and you can reply to them in real time and hope and pray that maybe one day you might be cool enough for them to respond to.
And then, but if they do respond, you can hold it as a personal trophy for the rest of your life.
That's it. That's right.
Are you saying that John Mayer is never going to reply to my tweets?
Probably not, no.
I'm going to tear up now. Thanks. You
died a little inside?
Just a little bit.
Well, now you know the reality of things. I'm sorry.
Poor Shane.
I had so much hope too.
I got a reply from Teddy Bear once. David Strassman's puppet. Yeah, that was cool.
Awesome.
I'm awesome. Wow. Anyway, moving on. Number two would be Facebook. So yay for Facebook. If you don't know what Facebook is, crawl out from under your rock now. Facebook is the in thing and has been the in thing for the last 700 years. With now over 500 million users, you can find everyone on there, from all your friends in high school that used to beat you up and call you names, who have now suddenly become your friend and want to add you on Facebook, to, you know, the creepy drama teacher that used to fill you up at lunchtime. You can add them all on Facebook and be friends with them again. It's all good.
One of my teachers added me today. It was really awkward because I didn't want to accept her, but then I didn't want to feel rejected either.
Oh, so did you end up accepting her?
Yes, but I'll probably delete her in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Just block her so she can't read what you say about her. That's a good thing.
I wasn't going to talk about her. It's just awkward. It's just one of those teachers that you don't actually like. You just, you know, you're like polite to them, but you don't actually like them.
And number one would have to be YouTube. If it's where the best stuff is. You can't not go on there and have a laugh at something. It's basically where half of our podcast comes from. So if you haven't been to YouTube before, why do you have the internet? Really?
So the internet is for porn.
Well, there is that too, but that's not really social media. So I'll talk about that next week.
Anyway, moving on.
Kayla.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about one of the greatest websites of all time. Mm-hmm. It's called Neopets. And I reckon it's a great website because you can just go on there and, you know, you can get free omelette.
Do you want to listen to my, maybe?
Yeah, what do you got, Shane?
It's called the Onion News Network. It's a great website.
I was talking about Neopets.
Yeah.
Know what? I think the Onion News Network sounds interesting. Shane, how about you tell us more?
Oh, well, they make videos, fake news stories, and one of them was about the MacBook wheel, which was like a MacBook Pro, but without a keyboard and mouse, and they just had this giant iPod scrolling wheel. I believed it. It was, yeah, I got caught.
That's fantastic. So it's just fake news stories. Is that all it is?
Yeah. They actually got sued because of third world countries' news network was using them as a real news resource.
Fantastic. Is it is it user based? Like, can you put your own news articles on there, or do they have like a dedicated team of people that?
I think they have a dedicated team, but it's also you can submit stories as well.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
Cool. Awesome.
Anyway, back to Neopets.
Maybe not.
No one wants to hear about Neopets.
I don't think so.
But they have lots of games and stuff.
No, Kayla, no. Just
you can earn Neo points.
Kayla,
and
Kayla,
buy...
Kayla, no. No.
Let's just say it's no Habbo Hotel, is it?
Oh, okay, now, that's it. You've both done it now. Next up, we're going to do our question of the week. Our question of the week last week was, what do you do to keep yourself awake? We had a number of responses to this one. We'll read them out for you now. Kayla, you got any?
From John, there's internet. Realistically, anything that keeps the mind going. Games, porn, forums, anything.
That's true. I like that.
Yeah. And from Lucy, there's I watch a movie or read a book and ingest sugar.
Awesome.
But for me, I find that like talking to people keeps me awake. So like as long as I'm having a conversation with someone, even if it's on the phone or texting or whatever, like I'll stay awake because I want to hear what they say back.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I hear my phone go off and I wake up instantly.
I know. You just... Like, even if you're, like, half asleep in bed, you hear, like, a text message or whatever, and you're, like, instantly, oh, have to see what that says.
Adrenaline rush.
Pretty much.
And then what do you do if you find out if it's, like, your mother or something?
I don't know. She doesn't text me.
Turn the phone off and go back to sleep.
Good job. Yeah.
Good job. Very nice. Shane, you got any?
Oh, well, I'll say mine first. I like to, I don't know, I play The Sims mostly, and then I make them nude and kill them in public places. That keeps me pretty awake.
Lena would be proud of you.
Yeah. What have we got here? Jakey Largo. The internet, that beautiful monster of creation, makes insomnia common. Is that what he says? Makes insomnia common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nicholas. Copious amounts of coffee, or just one tiny glass of the best Turkish coffee in the world, made by me, of course.
Jake's comment about the internet, definitely.
Yeah.
I would say that's definitely a cause for staying up late and losing track of the time, and then next thing you realize, oh shit, it's like daytime again. When did that happen?
Oh, RedTube, it just keeps you awake for hours.
And but coffee doesn't do it for me. Like I could drink lots of coffee and I could still fall asleep.
I don't drink coffee ever, so I wouldn't even know.
I drink 2 liters of Coke a day and I can fall asleep after a cup of coffee.
You're awesome. Me too. Cool. Well, I've got a couple as well. The first one I've got is from Melanie. Melanie likes to drink lots of Red Bull. She says it's not very interesting, but it's probably one of the best ways of keeping yourself awake. Lots of guarana and energy drinks and taurine and caffeine and sugar and, you know, all the good stuff. Lan likes to have a good crisis of faith, as it would bring on sudden and non-reversible insomnia. I think what she means by that is, you know, posting something somewhere that you think other people might not like and then regretting it afterwards and worrying about it, or, you know, calling your mum a fat bitch and then worrying what her response might be when she listens to that answering machine
message. I'm so gonna be grounded tomorrow.
Yeah.
Should not have accepted her on Facebook.
God damn it. What? Yeah, let's not go into adding family on Facebook. We've been there before. I've got one more, and that comes from Stripe. Stripe says, sugar and caffeine, You crash too fast. If I can't avoid staying up, a set of push-ups and a drink does it for a while, but the best solution, to be honest, is addictive video games, since you actually have to interact with them while the story, or lack thereof, unfolds. I think that's probably my favorite response, and probably similar to mine. I like the internet and playing video games and drinking lots of caffeine and energy drinks to keep myself awake. And if it's really bad, maybe some no-dos as well. But yeah, thanks to everyone for your submissions. They were very good. We have a new question for next week. It comes from Shane. Shane, what is it?
Well, I've asked, what's your favorite weird food combination? I myself like...
That's almost about time we have for today. But I thought before we go, we'll do 60 Seconds of Fame. And luckily enough, we've got Shane on the show today. So Shane's going to be doing our 60 Seconds of Fame. And I believe that Kayla has the questions for us this week. Am I right?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
Are you ready, Shane?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right, let's go. What's your name?
Shane Tidy. Shane Jared Tidy.
Where do you live?
Norris Park, Albury.
Are you pregnant?
Yes, with your child.
Yes.
Have you ever gone skinny dipping?
No, but I want to in the near future.
What's the last thing you ate?
Oh, a muesli bar.
Have you had chickenpox?
Not that I know of.
What's under your bed?
I don't want to talk about it.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The one that lives on Drury Lane.
What colour shirt are you wearing?
It's many colours.
What are you?
20 seconds.
I'm a being. I don't know.
What's your favourite smell?
Oh, lavender.
Okay, word association. There's ranger.
Angry.
Drugs.
Good.
Umbrella.
Rain.
Purple.
Green.
Shampoo.
Hair.
15 Fork. Seconds.
Food.
Cookie.
Delicious.
Pants.
Not on.
5 seconds.
When was the last time you threw up?
Yesterday morning.
What's your favourite cocktail?
Apple tea.
And your favourite podcast?
That would be yours.
All right.
Correct answer.
Well done. All right. Thank you very much for that, Shane. I think that will do us for this week's episode of Shaken Not Stirred. I hope that you have enjoyed listening to us once again, and hope to see you again next week. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes, or you can go to our website at shakennotstirred.podomatic.com. If you've got anything that you want to hear on the show, or you've got some feedback for us, or maybe you'd like to ask us something and embarrass us on the show, you can email us at shakenpodcast@gmail.com. And on behalf of myself and of the late Lena, I'll say goodnight. Kayla, thanks again for joining us. Shane, thank you for being with us. And
thanks for having me.
No worries, and we'll see you all next week. And until then, see you next Tuesday.
I am Sean. I am a sheep. Sheep, 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 sheep. Sean, 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 Sean the sheep. Chief, Chief, Sean, 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 Sean